my friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying 28 Advent scriptures, and this is number 4, the seed and the sacrifice, based on Genesis 22, 8 and 18. And welcome to Wednesday of the first week of Advent. Let's pray together. Father, as our scene unfolds today, we see Abraham and his only son. And we think of the Father, God, and his only son. Teach us today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Abraham is elderly. His aging wife, Sarah, has been barren from the earliest days of their marriage in faraway Ur of the Chaldees. But in their old age, God has given them a son, Isaac. What an amazing blessing. But then God calls on him to sacrifice his son, his only son. Genesis 22:2. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Abraham is devastated. Nevertheless, the next morning he saddles his donkey and heads for Mount Moriah, now the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. He and Isaac climb, the boy carrying the wood for the sacrifice. The boy asks what is happening. The father replies, tears coursing down his cheeks. Genesis 22:8. God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. Stone by stone, Abraham builds an altar. Then he binds the boy and places him upon the altar. Still believing God, Abraham begins to lower the knife to slay Isaac, but an angel stops him. You know the story. Abraham's faith is amazing. Believing God's promise to him that his descendants will be as many as the stars of the sky. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 11:19, he considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. The angel now speaks out God's message and extends Yahweh's promise to Abraham and to us all. I'm reading from Genesis 22:16-18. I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. God reiterates his promise of multitudes of descendants. Twice in verse 17 and once in verse 18, we see the Hebrew noun zerah, variously translated descendants, offspring, seed. Grammatically, the word is always the singular in Hebrew, never the plural. It is a collective noun, where the singular can also be used as the plural. For example, in English we have one deer and a flock of deer. We never have deers. Just so, the singular collective seed here can refer to many offspring. Paul makes an interesting observation when he comments on this passage in Galatians 3. He seizes upon the singular seed as a reference to Jesus. Galatians 3:16. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ. Paul isn't ignorant. He knows Hebrew grammar backwards and forwards. But he interprets the passage as one might who is trained in rabbinical studies. And like many a preacher, he stretches a bit to make a point. Peter's insight is right on target. The promise is not that the world will be blessed by many Jewish doctors and scientists and statesmen, though that has come to pass, and thank God for them. Rather, we know in hindsight that Jesus is the seed, the descendant of Abraham, through whom this blessing gushes to the nations. The distinguished Jews who have blessed our world might be considered a refreshing stream. But the blessings that come through Jesus are like a mighty river at flood season. He blesses with a capital B. And we Gentiles, and I speak for most of my readers, become Abraham's blessed descendants because of our association, our oneness with, our connection by faith to Christ, the ultimate descendant, through whom the blessings flow. Galatians 3:29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The doxology, a famous praise chorus sung by the church through the ages, begins, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Those blessings are channeled through God's only begotten Son, Jesus, the seed of Abraham who was willing to offer his only begotten son, Isaac. And they are channeled through the Lamb of God, God's only Son given for us. Jesus, born to poor parents in a bare stable on Christmas morn, is Abraham's seed, the one through whom abundant blessings have ever since flowed to the nations, to all who have put their faith in him, Jesus, our Savior, and soon coming King. Our discussion question for day 4 is based on Genesis 22:16-18, and Galatians 3:16-29. To whom are blessings promised through Abraham's descendant? In what way does Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac prefigure the Father's sacrifice of Jesus? Let's pray. Father, thank you for Abraham's faith to offer his only son, Isaac. Thank you for your great love in offering your only son, Jesus, the offspring and seed of Abraham. We marvel at your goodness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.